Magic 2CH, Dominic Steele here this evening, and every week we feature a Church of the Week on our Sunday Night Open Line program, and tonight we're featuring Epping Presbyterian Church, and the minister there is Matt Oates, and he's on the line. Good evening, Matt.
Good day there, Dominic. How are you?
Mate, I'm very well indeed.
Good.
Absolutely excellent, in fact. Hey, tell us, Epping Presbyterian Church, how was church today?
Church has been good today. We have four services on a Sunday, and at the moment we're going through a series called Ask Anything. And today we were looking at a question people in the congregation were asking of whether the God of Islam and the God of Christianity are in fact the same or not.
Oh, okay. So the question you're addressing, the God of Islam and the God of Christianity, are they the same? Well, let me ask you, are they the same? Since you're full bottle on it after giving a presentation today.
Well, we came to the conclusion that no, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you and I are in agreement then, you'll be pleased.
That's good. I think the big contrast is really that Christians believe that God's glory shines most brightly when we see his son, the Lord Jesus, dying on the cross for the salvation of mankind. And Muslims would say that actually diminishes God's glory. But I actually think that's a wonderful thing to rejoice in, that God loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us.
I mean, as you say, it's got to do with what happened at Easter, really. And
That's
Christians
right.
would say Jesus died and rose again at Easter, whereas a Muslim would say he kind of snuck away and Judas was put in his place or something.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, the other thing I always say to people is, when they say, do you know God? Are we talking about the same God? And I say, well, the God that I worship had a son called Jesus. And if they say, well, the God that I worship doesn't have a son called Jesus, he has a prophet called Jesus, but not a son called Jesus, well, we're not talking about the same guy then.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, mate, we've kind of wandered onto theology off Epping Presbyterian Church. So,
yes, of course.
You're up at Epping on the railway line there.
That's right,
and
very close to the station.
What's the feel of church there?
Look, we are a church that I guess crosses all ages. So we've just celebrated 100th birthday last week of one member of our congregation.
Wow.
And all the way through. But I guess one of the things that's really exciting these days is that we're not a bunch of dour Scottish Presbyterians, but we have
from
about 45 different nations in the congregation here.
Really? Because, I mean, Presbyterian Church, of course, the heritage is Scottish.
That's right.
But you're saying 45 nations there.
That's right. So in our area around Epping, we've got a large...
Which is now increasingly multicultural.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got a large number of people from Chinese and Korean background, but also many others as well. And they're well represented across the congregation and in leadership. And it's exciting to see the church being an expression of how the gospel brings all kinds of people together.
That's great. Hey, thanks very much for chatting with us tonight.
It's a real pleasure, Dominic.
Matt Oates on the line there from Epping Presbyterian Church, and of course they are our Magic 2CH Church of the Week.